This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran said Monday it has quadrupled its uranium enrichment capacity as the war of words between Tehran and Washington shows little sign of cooling off. Iran could soon exceed the amount of material it is allowed to stockpile under the international nuclear deal it agreed to last year. The United States pulled out of the deal last year, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced 2 weeks ago that he's pulling out of some parts of the deal as well, including the condition that Iran sell excess amounts of uranium to other nations. Middle East expert Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution says Iran's announcement is not surprising, given that the United States has already pulled out of the agreement.
So when you have one side that has exited the deal, it becomes more difficult for the international community to push back on the Iranians for failing to comply precisely to the limits of that agreement.
President Trump on Monday hinted that the United States might be willing to negotiate with Iran, but said Iran's leaders should only call when they're ready to deal.
We've not talked about it. We'll see what happens. If they called, we would certainly negotiate, but that's going to be up to them. I'd only want them to call if they're ready. If they're not ready, they don't have to bother.
Iranian leaders say they do not want war, but have shown no interest so far in talks with the United States. The United Nations is expressing concern over the reported cutoff of water to the Libyan capital, Tripoli, by an armed group. A UN spokesman told reporters on Monday that a group of attackers stormed the city's main water distribution station and closed off the valve supplying water to Tripoli and other cities in northwest Libya. He said the cutoff has affected some 2 million people. While some districts of Tripoli are already experiencing low water pressure, the full effect of the cutoff is expected to hit hard in the next couple of days. This is VOA News.